delicious. You're delicious.
Recording.
Okay. Pas jusqu'ici, ça. You know, ma petite chanson. So try to be var from Rishonim, Yuvdi, Achronim, some of the main topics in about Machlis HaShekel. There might be more caches than explanations, but we'll see what we can do here. So the first few psukim of the parsha, let's read them inside. Ki sisa shrosh b'nei Yisrael l'fgudehem v'nosnu ish kofer nafshar l'Hashem b'fgod osam lo yev v'hem negev b'fgod osam. I want to get a chumash maybe. Bye. Then Ze yitnu kol ha'overal ha'pikudim machatitz ha'shekel b'shekel ha'kodesh esrim geira ha'shekel machatitz ha'shekel tumu la'Hashem. So the first pasuk says Ze yitnu, anybody who is overal ha'pikudim should give machatitz ha'shekel tumu la'Hashem. Then pasuk yedalin, it's a very similar pasuk, same lashon, kol ha'overal ha'pikudim miben esrim shana v'mala yitain tumu la'Hashem. It says again lashon of tumu la'Hashem, and here it mentions the inyan of ben esrim shana. Then the following pasuk Tesvav, Hashir lo yarbe, v'hadal lo yamit, mimakatis ha'shakar, laseis es trumas Hashem, v'chaper al nafsho seichem. So it says, loshon trumas Hashem, gimel pa'amim. Rashi in pasuk Tesvav is ma'arech about this. Rashi says, dover acher, l'chaper al nafsho seichem, l'fisharimes lahem kan gimel trumas. Shnichtav kam trumas Hashem shalosh pam. The Torah says in these three psukim, Yigimel Yedal Tesvav, it says Loshon trumas Hashem three times. So achas trumas Adonim, one is the truma for the Adonim, of the Adonim of the Mishkan. Shemanon kishes chilu benitvas haMishkan. Shenos mikol echa ve'echa machtis haShekel. V'alo l'meyas haKikar. Shenemar v'chesef pikudei ha'eda meyas Kikar. Mehem nasu Adonim. V'ashenis. The minyan in the beginning of Bamidbar, the second Trumas Hashem is Meramez on the second topic of Machti Shekel. The first was Adonim, the second one is for Korban Tzibor, and that minyan is the one which is in the beginning of Bamidbar. And once again, everyone is a Chiv Machti Shekel. The third one, Rashi says, and Rashi says about that second one about Korban Tzibor, that regarding that truma, it says lechaper al nafsho seichem, because the korbanos are lekapara him boim. Nothing to do with the egel, just lechaper al nafsho seichem is for korbanos, because korbanos are for kapara. The hashlish is he trumas hamishkan. The third one is not the adonim, it's not the korban tzibor, is to build the mishkan, and that one everyone can give each mashin nadvo libo. That each one can give as they please. Those are the three trumas involved with the machti tzasheka. Now, we're going to focus on the second one of the mitzvah, which is Doros, of the Machzit Shekel for Korban Tzibor. Throughout the Doros, everyone gave Machzit Shekel, and that's where they bought the Korban Tzibor from. So there's Machlokes Shalom, when does that Chiyuv begin? Does that Chiyuv begin from the age of 13? Does that Chiyuv begin from the age of 20? There's a Mishnah in Shkolim, Perek Aleph Mishnah Gimel, that says that Ketanim are not Chayiv to give Shkolim, but if they want to give, we'll accept it from them. But do not chayav to give. That's a lashon. It says that by ketanim, it says that by nashim. So, what is a katan? Is a katan under 13, or is a katan under 20? So it's machlokes yishanim. The Rav on the Mishnah there says, afilu hevi beisairus, hu pachos miben chos. A katan is, even if he has already beisairus, as long as he's under 20. The Rav learns the chiyuv machti shekel for kapan tzibor begins from the age of 20. The chinuch also goes that way. The chinuch mitzvah kof hei. Mitzvah nesinas machzit ha-shekel b'shana. Sh'yitin kol echa mi-Yisrael mi-ben eshem shana v'mala. Ben oni ben asher machzit ha-shekel shu mishkol esrog gera kesef v'chol shana yal kohanim sh'nemar ze yitnu kol ha-ofer la-pikudim. V'hayu menichin ha-kol b'lishka acha shev mikdash u'misham hayu motziim liknos tmidim u'musafin v'chol korban ha-kar v'la-tzibor. It's all about the Machzit HaShekel. So the Rav and the Chinuch hold mefurish that the Chiyuv begins from the age of 20. Also the Ramah in Tafresh Tzadi Dalad, when he quotes the Zecher Machzit HaShekel that we give by Purim, so he says there also that the Inyan is someone who's only older than 20, because he goes with the Chinuch. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Machlokes Rishonim, but the Ramah Shita is that the Chiyuv begins from 20. Lumas them, the Rambam and the Ramban are cholik. The Rambam and the Ramban hold the chiyuv begins from 13. The Ramban here in Parshas Kisisa says that Mishahibi Beis Cyrus chayav lishkol. The chiyuv begins already from the age of 13. The Rambam and Perush Mishnayos, like one says that Katanim don't have to give. The Rambam also says that it's pachos mi ben yud gimel. You don't have to give, but from yud gimel you have to give. Also, the Rambam in Hilchos Shkolim, very much that way, in Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph, Mitzvahs Aseh Min HaTorah, Litein Kol Ish Mi Yisrael, Machatzis HaShekel. It doesn't mention the Hilchos Shana V'Shama, it doesn't mention anything about 20 years old, just says Kol Ish. What's an Ish? An Ish is when you're 13. Rambam Shita, the Ramban Shita, the Zachiyah begins from 13. They don't mention 20. So we'll see. What?
No, the concept of
Ish is seemingly 20. It says Ben Esrim Shana. So we'll see how they deal with the Pasuk Ben Esrim Shana. But Rashi, well, it was Rashi hold. So first of all, it's a Rashi Menachos Membav Mubeis that says Mefurish, like the Rav and the Chenach and the Chiyuv begins from 20. Besides that, you can also Medayik from Rashi over here that Rashi holds that the Chiyuv begins from 20. I don't know if Mefurish more over this than Rashi, but because Rashi says by the second Truma, the one with Korban Tzibor, Rashi there quotes that that's the minyan that they count in the beginning of the Midbar. Look in the Midbar, there it says, there it mentions only Mi Ben Esrim Shana V'Mala. So the minyan of the Midbar, which is referring to the Korban Tzibor, there it says from Esrim Shana, so it's Medayik that Rashi holds that the Chiyuv begins from 20. And for that reason, that's where the Ramban's coming from. The Ramban, when Ramban holds the Chiyuv is from 13. So the Ramban says that minyan from the beginning of the Midbar cannot be referring to Korban Tzibor like Rashi says here. Because the Ramban says, since it's Pashat that the Chiyuv begins from 13, and by the minyan of the Midbar, it says Mefurishim Ben Esrim Shana, so it can't possibly be referring to Korban Tzibor. So Mehai Tami is Cholik on Rashi. Ramban learns that the minyan of the Midbar is not referring to Korban Tzibor. Rather, it's referring to a separate inyan, which is from the chiyuv of 20. What's the separate inyan? The midvas hamishkan, melachas hamishkan. The Ramban says the chiyuv begins from 20. That's the minyan in the midbar. But Rashi holds the minyan in the midbar is referring to korban tzibor, like he says over here. Now, in Mishnah Dalet, in the first paragraph of Shkolim, so the machlokas is kohanim archayev lishkol or not. Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai holds that kohanim archayev to give. In fact, for that reason, the Ramban also is cholik on Rashi that says that the minyan of the Midbar is for Korban Tzibor, because there it counts the 603,550, and the Furish there it says that Levi is not b'chal the minyan. If it's referring to Korban Tzibor, Levi should have been in the minyan. Levi should have been in the minyan, because they also have a chiyuv Maktiya Shekel, and they're part of the Tzibor. They have a chiluk in the Korban Tzibor as well.
After some of them actually got killed, so it makes sense that amount might have been the definite of what Lady is.
First of all, Rashi later on already deals with how. I won't get into that right now, because Rashi, the next Rashi is Arichos over the fact that the Ramban's cholik on that as well.
The first original counting is right when it came out. Now the second one was right after the plague of I don't know whatever it was that happened right after the Hegel. So then that's when the secondary counting was referring to now.
In the middle?
Yeah. No, over here.
Over here, okay.
So because this one happened, and all three of them have the same numbers. So because this one, he might be including Levi, because the previous one had the same amount of numbers, and we know people got killed out. So the amount of people that might have got killed out would have been a number that lady
so
resides.
I think it's what Rambam himself says. Rashi doesn't give that teretz when he explains how the two numbers
oh,
work out.
Right. So I was just saying that
it would have worked out for Rashi. Okay. So the Rav, and that was Shkolam Rechayev Bishkolam, the Rav quotes a Yerushalmi and says, he's been back from the Pasuk of Kol Over Lepikudim. Kol Over Lepikudim means Kol Over B'Yamsuf. Anybody who is over in the Yamsuf, Kohanim Levim V'Yisraelim Bechlal, everyone was over B'Yamsuf, that's Kol Over Lepikudim, maybe is over B'Yamsuf. That's how we know that Kohanim Rechayev Lishkol, Levim Rechayev Lishkol. Rashi Melachos has a different shot. And the Chiyuv Kohanim is because anybody who was roe for the Pekida, so anybody who reached the age of 20, Rashi Shitas Bechidim at 20, so Kohanim and Levim are roe because they're also are 20 years old. But the Rav says it comes from the Pasuk of Kol Over Lepikudim, anybody who is over B'Yamsuf, they are the ones who are Chayav Lishkol, so Kohanim and Levim or Bechlal. He asked on himself the Pasuk in Pekudei that counts, not one in Bemidbar, the one in Pekudei, that count 603,550, so Kohanim Levim are not Bechlal. He says that Pasuk was talking about Trumas Adonim. And there, Taka Levim have no Chiyuv of Machzir Shekel Lagabi the Adonim. However, for Korban Zibor, Avada, Hushru, Kulam, everyone's equal, Kohanim Levim are Bechlal. Adkan Divrei HaRav. The Tosfos Yontev there says that it's Muchach from the Rav that this Pasuk, meaning the Pasuk of Kol Ovel Bikudim, is talking about the Korban Tzibor. The Rav says, the Rav is dear from the, that everyone's chayav, Kohanim Levim Yisraelim, is from Kol HaOver LaPikudim, from the second Pasuk Yudalad. So it must be, if he's going to make a deal that Kohanim Levim Yisraelim are chayav in Korbanot, in the Machzir Shekel for Korbanot Tzibor, it must mean that he's learning that Pasuk is talking about the Machzir Shekel of Korbanot Tzibor. Because that's the Pasuk that the Rav quotes. He doesn't quote the first Pasuk of Zegit, no Kol HaOver LaPikudim, he quotes the second Pasuk. So Tosfos Yontev says, and that's the reason he says that is because it must be he holds the first pasuk is referring to the Trumas HaAdonim. Zayin Nukol Over Lepikudim Machzir Shekel, that's referring to Trumas HaAdonim. But the second pasuk, Kol Over Lepikudim Ben Nesim Shalav Amalo, that one's referring to the Korban Tzibor. And that's Lashitoso, because the Rav holds that the Chiyuv begins from Ben Esrim Shana. So if the Chiyuv for Machzir Shekel of Korban Tzibor is from Ben Esrim Shana, that's because he learned that this pasuk that mentions Ben Esrim Shana is talking about the Machzir Shekel of Korban Tzibor. The Rambam and the Ramban hold lehefer. The Rambam and the Ramban hold the chiyuv begins from Yud Gimel. Holds that the first pasuk of Zayit Nukol Over Lepikudim, that's the one which is talking about the Korban Tzibor, and there it doesn't mention a word about Ben Esrim Shana. The next pasuk of Kol Over Lepikudim Ben Esrim Shana V'Malo, that one's talking about Trumas HaAdam. That's what the Tosfos Yontev says. There's Machlokas, and he says even though the Pashtus is like the Rambam and the Ramban that the chiyuv begins from Yud Gimel, because the mission says Sam, Ketanim don't give Machzir Shekel. Mashma what a katan, b'chol Torah kula katan is under Yud Gimel. Maybe what forced the Rav and the Chinuch to learn that the Chiyuv begins from 20 is because it has to say that the first pasuk is talking about the Adonim, the second pasuk is talking about Korban Tzibor, because Adonim, chronologically, that Chiyuv began before the Korban Tzibor, because first you have to have the Mishkan before you give the Korban. Ad kan, divrei Tosfos Yontev. Now, it's Mukach Midvarov. The Lachor, he holds that this remez that Rashi starts off with, which is a Yishami, that the three Trumas Hashems are referring to the three types of Trumas. He's saying that they're Meduyuk in these Psukim, that these three Psukim that say Trumas Hashem are referring to the three different Trumas. And he says, that's a Machlokas Rishonim. If the first Pasuk is Adonim and the second Pasuk is Korban Tzibor, or the first Pasuk is Korban Tzibor and the second Pasuk is Adonim. Adkan Divrei Tosfos Yontev. For the Fiza, I have a few kashas. First of all, that would mean that the last pasuk is referring to the truma of mitzvah hamishkan. The pasuk says Hashir lo yarbeh v'hadal lo yamid. Everyone has to give Machzir Shekel. But we know that for truma of mishkan, Rashi quoted that it's kfi nidvas libo. You can give as much as you want. That's the one truma. Either of it, that's the one truma where not there's no chiyuv Machzir Shekel. Everyone gives as little or as much as they want. And according to the Cheshvan Tosfos Yontev, the last pasuk is referring to the mitzvah malachas hamishkan. It's not going to work out because the pasuk says Hashir lo yarbeh v'hadal lo yamid. Furthermore, the chinuch who holds that the chiyuv begins from Ben Esrim, so he should hold that the middle pasuk Yudalad, Kol Over Lepikudim Ben Esrim Shana V'Mala, that's the pasuk that's referring to Korban Tzibor. But what's the lashon of the chinuch when he quotes this mitzvah? Shenemar Zeyitnu Kol Over Lepikudim. He brings a raya. He says that the pasuk he quotes for the Chiyuv Machzir Shekel is the first Pasuk. And he clearly holds that the Chiyuv begins from Ben Esrim Shana. That's the Chenuch starts off, the Chiyuv is from Ben Esrim Shana. So Bal Korach, the Chenuch is telling that both Pesukim are referring to Machzir Shekel of the Korban Tzibor. Because again, if the first Pasuk was referring to the Adonim, he can't quote that Pasuk in reference to the Mitzvah of Korban Tzibor. And he quotes, Shenemar Zeyit Nukol Avoyal Bikudim. And he can't say only the first pasuk is talking about Korban Tzibor, because he mefurish holds the second pasuk is talking about Korban Tzibor, because he holds the chiyuv begins from Ben Esrim Shana. And furthermore, in the Ramban here also, you'll see the Ramban quotes Hashir Lo Yabeh Adal Lo Yamit. He says that pasuk is referring to Korban Tzibor as well. So it means the last Rumos Hashem is referring to Korban Tzibor. So I don't know how the cheshbon should work out. I don't know if they're already in Tosos Yom Tov. Now, we'll come back to Ketanim in a second, but first let's just be Mevarad Inyan of Noshim. So Noshim, again, Noshim are Pater from Achti Shekel, but if they give, we're Mekabel from them. So where does the Patur of Noshim come from? So the Rav quotes the Pasuk, says to Gzeres HaKasuv, Ish Velo Isha. It says, V'nosnu Ish Kofer Nasho, Ish Velo Isha. The Ralbag says it's the Bnei Yisrael Velo Benos Yisrael. The Meiri Taka says it's the Mitzvah Sasei Shaflan Grama. He doesn't say it's a Pasuk. The Mincha Sinach assumes the Rav Pasha is not Mitzvah Sasei Shaflan Grama, that's the Pasha, because So the Ish Velo Isha, Bnei Yisrael Velo Benos Yisrael, Meiri says Mitzvah Sasei Shaflan Grama, even though there is a Zman during the Shana when they start the other until Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that's when they collect the Machzir Shekel, but it's kosher to give the Chol Shana. So the Pashtus, like Mincha Sinach, says it's not the Zman Grama, the Meiri Taka says it's a Zman Grama, and there's plenty of discussions to understand why it should be called Zman Grama. Esher, since it's totally in Korbanot Tzibor, you give it for Korbanot Tzibor. And Korbanot Tzibor itself is the Zman Grama, because the Zman is Dafka B'yom V'lo B'layla. Therefore, the Machzir Shekel, which you're giving for that, might also be Nefshav K'Zman Grama. Esher. Now, the Rambam says a new Gzeres HaKasuv, which I didn't see that they quote very much, but the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs, Kuf Mitzvahs Aseh Kuf Ein Aleph, says his lesson is, Ein Nashim Chayavos Ba Shehakasuv Hu. The Nashim are not Bechal Kol HaOvrel Al Pikudim. Now, he quotes more of the Pasuk. It's clearly referring to the first Pasuk of Zeh Yitnu Kol HaOvrel Al Pikudim, and that's the Shitaso that the Rambam, according to the Torah Cheshbon, the Rambam that learned that the Chiyuv begins from Yud Gimel Shana, like Korban Tzibor, he learns that the first Pasuk is referring to Korban Tzibor, not the one of Ben Esrim Shana. So it's appropriate for the Rambam to quote this pasuk in regards to finding a miut for Nashim, because it's this pasuk which is talking about Korban Tzibor. But the problem is, what does the Rambam mean when he says the Nashim aren't b'chal kol ha'ovrel pikudim? If how are we beaming money from the cross? What's pshat kol ha'ovrel pikudim? So one pshat is you have the Yerushalmi that says that anybody who's over the Yamsuf, Nashim also were over the Yamsuf. If you want to tell me, is anybody who was ovrel pikudim regarding anybody who was nichnas litzava from min eshem ad shishim? That's not the Rambam. Rambam holds the chiyuv begins from Yud Gimel. It can't be talking about the pikudim from even eshem shana v'mala, and it can't be talking about yamsuf because nashim aren't bechal. So what is the Rambam referring to when he says nashim aren't bechal kol ovrel pikudim? Which pekida is this, which begins at ben Yud Gimel and doesn't include nashim? I don't know what the Rambam is talking about here. So that's the Indian of Nashim, and again we'll come back to Nashim in a second. But just an aside, before we talk about the tam of the mitzvah of Machzir Shekel, first, we said before that by Ketanim, that they're not chayav to give, but if they do give, we're mekabel. So how does that work? There's a famous kasha from the Shar Melech here. Shar Melech in Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, Afif Hashkal. If it's talking about that ketanim, these ketanim that we're talking about are pachos mi ben yod gimel. So then, a katan cannot be machne mila raisa. Right, famous Gemara in Sukkah Mem Vav regarding lulav not to give it to him yom rishon because he can't get it back from him because a katan cannot be machne le'acherim mila raisa. So bish. So now the shkalim, the korban tzibur has to be brought mishal tzibur. It can't be brought mishal yachid. So we need all the shkalim to come from the tzibur. So if a pachos, if you have shkalim in there which come from a katan pachos mi ben yod gimel, it's going to be karav mishal yachid. It's not going to be karav mishal tzibur because he can't be machne. He can't give it to the tzibur. Mishlamal, according to the Rishonim, like the Chinuch and the Rat, the whole Dechiyuz begins from Ben Esrim. You could say the Mishnah is referring to what it means that a Katan does not have to give, but if he gives to accept, it's referring to anybody from the age of 13 to 20. And anybody from Ben Yigimel is Taka Bar Hakna. He can be Machna Le'acher. But let's see the Rambam and the Ramban, what's Pshat in the Mishnah that a Katan who's Pachos Ben Yigimel, you are Mekabel Hishkalim. Lechora, he's not a Bar Hakna in the Raisa. So Shara Melech says that even though he could have been major banan from the age of Peutos, but Midaraisa, what we'll say is it's about Tobar Rov. Assuming that Rov of the Shkalim came from the Tzibor, so the Shkalim of the Katan are batel to the Shkalim of the Tzibor. Azayz Lach the Shar Melech. But the Achronim don't like this for a variety of reasons. First of all, there's a concept, Eimid Ba'alam Esa Lechachila. Lechachil, you can't put something in that will be to make it batel. So how can you have the shkalim of the katan be batel to the shkalim of the tzibur? But furthermore, the one which the kasha which the achronim focus on more here is the gemara in Beit Olam Mechesim Beis says even though we know by yisurim that isur is batel, mamon is not batel. So how is it shayach the same in the raisa that the shkalim of the katanim are batel berov, are batel the shkalim of the tzibur? Mamon's not batel.
As you're taking it out, it's batel.
What do you mean?
No, you're bringing it in.
What do you mean?
Meaning when you have the gemizah, and you have, let's say, a massive pile of money in there, and you take one out, and you'll ask someone, is this from the katan? They'll have to say no.
Father question, little harsh.
Yeah.
It's not, but it's...
No, wouldn't that be considered a bottle?
Bottle is putting it in. When you have a, when they're buying the korban tzibur from this whole pile of shkalim, we say even though this shekel mitzvah atma is not roi, but since it's gathered, mixed together in a tarovis with everyone else who is kasher, we don't look. We can say this shekel becomes like the other shkalim.
Didn't she feel the fresh move?
But we're not talking about, we're not taking it out here. We're not taking the shkalim out.
When they go to buy the korban.
When they go to buy the korbanos.
I mean, he's not saying bottle. He's saying bottle, not that.
Really.
Well, to get to that stage, wouldn't you need to say that it's bottle first?
Yeah.
Saying, let's be all individual.
I have hundreds of thousands of adults and a couple of children. Yeah. Like any given client can assume it's
considered from an adult.
Because it's called the Persian River Parish?
Yeah. I mean, I know you do that tariff by, if one of the sheep escape and get back into the... So what you do is you have to go through the entire stockpile, like literally, and say, you'll take one out, say, is this from him? And you say, no. And then you put a mark on that one, you put it back, and you take them all. You have to go through the entire system, but I mean, technically.
I just wonder why don't they call the fresh bread fresh here? No one seems to say that here. But, So first of all, one answer is when the Gemara says mamon is not batel. The pashup shot is it's not batel the chlal, and if you look at that item that stays by the yachid, there is a pshat that it could be really mamon is batel. Just it turns into almost like a kinyan that the item itself becomes batel to the tarovis. Just there's a chiyuv to it doesn't become, but there's a chiyuv to pay back that item to the owners. I mean, it's not like Isser that it becomes into Heter. Mamon doesn't become like Gezel, that it becomes free to the other party. Rather, the other party has to pay back. But the Etzim Chefetz is Batel. So here, that could help. For example, the Bikur Yaakov says that by a stolen Hadas that gets mixed in with other Kasher Hadasim, so you are Yodzi with that Tarovis of Hadasim. I, Mamon's not Batel. Lachoris is a Shiloh of Gezel, which is Mamon. So Elamai is only a chiv to pay it back, and here you can't pay it back because you don't know who you stole it from. So here also, that's one teret that the mammon of the katanim becomes batel, to the way it works that it becomes batel is because mammon is taka batel. It's just it becomes a chiyuv l'shalim to the bialim. But if you don't go with that mahalich, so the Adne Miluim says, Adne Miluim in Chavches Lama Gimel, it's a good maramokum for a famous topic called, there's a machokas shalom machokas achamim, it's kinyan derabanan's mahani l'daraisa. Does the kinyan derabanan work for to made the raisa? If you want to know someone has kedushin chalam of the raisa, or to machel truma with the raisa. What?
Get with him dalanam.
Ah, kinyan derabanan mahani l'daraisa comes up? Okay, good. So then, is a kinyan derabanan going to be good or not? So this is that case that the katan who is a bar hakna midrabanan, will that work on the raisa level to make the shkalim bishal, that it should be they can give his kesef, that it should be midraisa, that the shkalim belongs to the tzibur. So Avni Milum says from here is a rai that kain debanan is mahani midraisa, because of Adam midraisa he's not a bar hakna, only midrabanan, and you apply hefker bezin hefker, and that's a rai kain debanan is mahani midraisa. Rav Chaim Knievsky in Sefer Shekhal HaKodesh, which is based on the Rambam and Shkalim, it's set up like the Mishnah Berurah, when he brings up the Shaila, so he's Madcha, according to Shita's Ol Kenyan Bonin, is not Mahani L'Daraisa. So what's Pshat? How can we accept the Shkalim from the Katan? He wants to say, maybe the whole Kimta is from the Apotropos. Maybe the Apotropos is watching over the Katan's Nechasim, maybe he has the Yecholos to give his Shekel, and he's a Bar Hafna L'Daraisa, maybe he could take his shkalim and give it to the tzibur. That's what he suggests. But just that's like, yeah.
The purpose of Albert Trevor's just to watch over this is the puzzle. He has the
right to. Maybe that's their benefit.
Yeah, came zchus hu lo im ke masha apostrophus moser le tibur havi ki ilu hakatan moser le tibur devale nechale.
He's not about food for them, he's about food for them from their money. He's not using money for their benefit.
Right. Now, with all of that, so let's see ma'ayin. What is the reason behind this mitzvah of Matzah Yishaka? So, true, the pasuk says l'chaper al masha seichem. Rashi says that's the kapara of korbanos. The chinuch also, when he quotes Shor Shei Mitzvah, Shratzah Kadosh Baruch Hu L'Tovas Kol Yisrael L'Zakosam Shia Yad Kulam Shavu B'Davar Korbanos Akrovim L'Vonav Kol Hashanah Basmada. The Indian is kapara for the korbanos. But Mitzad Sheni, the Bali Tosfos quote Yerushalmi here, that it's the kapara for the ego. That's famously said that Matzah Shekel is kapara for the ego. There's a Marashah also in Yuma that talks about the Isser, the Gemara there talks about the Isser to count Klal Yisrael, and it brings from a pasuk in Shmuel. That, so Marshall asks, why not bring a riot from pasuk here that you can't, that there's an Isser to be mourning Klal Yisrael? We did it here at Machti Shekel. Marshall's Matcha says there's no riot from here because here maybe it's a different Indian. Here the Machti Shekel, even though there's no Isser to count Klal Yisrael, maybe here the reason why you gave Machti Shekel is for Kapur and the Ego. So again, there's Makoros that's for the ego, and there's Makoros that the Matzah Shekel is just for the Korban HaSibur Bechlal. That's the Chinuch, that's the Rashi, the Fidei Ramban, that Mishkan came before the ego. If you're giving Matzah Shekel for the Mishkan, Makoros has nothing to do with the ego as well. So what's going on here? Also, the Fidei Rishon of the Chiyuv begins in Ben Esim Shana V'Malo. What's the guy, why should it be a Kapara for the ego? Lachora, everyone, we don't find that only from people who are 20 years old in Lamala were the ones who were involved in the ego. Or even from Ben Yudgimel should be chayav machti shekel as a kapara for the ego. So that'd be why that's nothing to do with the ego. Ubiyoser, we brought all these rishonim that have gzeiros akasus or mitzvos seishes rangama that nashim arpeturos. If it's kapara for the ego, you don't need any pasuk that nashim arpeturos. Tepu klei mishum that they weren't involved in the ego. Shei pasha that they're pasha. That'd be very mashman that the Indian of Matzah Shekel has nothing to do with the ego. So what's going on here? So the closest I could find to this is a Klichenda. The Klichenda quotes Ramban. Ramban here says, with Megmorim Bracha. Megmorim Bracha is on the Beis, that David HaMelech was made a talus with David Shalvi 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 Shalvi. David HaMelech counted Klai Shalvi the census. So the Ramban explains what was David HaMelech's talus. David HaMelech's talus was, he thought the mitzvah of Matzah Shekel was only l'sha'ah. It wasn't l'doros. It was a temporary mitzvah. So Okay, Adkan. As always, Dr. Rambam. If they don't want to invite Rambam, why does he think it was a mitzvah show? So he said, Pilpul like this. Shtei in Parsha, Kistisa Shosh B'nei Yisrael. In general, make a miyu, like the Rabbag Taka says here, B'nei Yisrael, below B'nei Yisrael. So Dr. Melech said like this. I understand that the mitzvah is L'Sho'ah. I understand why Nashim are Petur is the mitzvah Machtei Shekel. It's definitely not as Ran Grama. Why should it be Pater? Well, if it's Tavka mitzvah in the Midbar, then I can understand Nashim are Petur is because in the Midbar, Machtei Shekel is the part of the Egel. Nashim were not involved in the Egel, so Nashim should be Petur is in the Midbar. But if the mitzvah is L'Doros, why should Nashim be Pturus? Why should we, what's the pshat behind the pasuk of B'nei Yisrael v'lo B'nos Yisrael? Why should Nashim be Pturus in this mitzvah? The fact they weren't involved in the Egel, what does that have to do with passing them after the time of the Midbar? So David Melech made this cheshbon, and said it must be from the fact that we see from this that the mitzvah is L'Sho'ah v'lo L'Doros. Even though it's a good cheshbon, it's still not true. The mitzvah is L'Doros, and that was David Melech's toast. So Kolchem doesn't require what his toast was. What lemaisa do we say? Why is it Ladoros? How does that work? Is it a gezeiras hakotzuv? Is it off the ego that we don't have an explanation for? So Efsher, again, I didn't see anybody that say this, but before this is what should be yotzei from everything we're saying now. Before you can say the enechanami, the korbanot tzibor, that room of the korbanot tzibor is not kosher to the ego, like the chinuch says. And like Rashi says here, that's a kapara for anybody who wants to be needs kapara from the korban, they have to bring makati shekel. So that's not kosher to the ego. The trumas of the mishkan, for the mitzvah of the mishkan, and for the adonim, that we could say was taka kapara for the ego. That's the marasha. That's the kenim mishim the yishami. That makati shekel is loshon chetzi. That they were toa with the ego bechetzi ayom. You find the course that makati shekel is part of the ego. That could be referring to the temporary mitzvah of Makti Shekel that was applied the Dor HaMidbar, the Shas B'niyas HaMishkan, because then that's kosher to the ego, and on that we have a Chiyuv Makti Shekel, that's for Kapara for the ego. And maybe with that we could say that, maybe with that we could explain, like the Kli Chendub a little bit differently, that was the toast of David HaMelech. The David HaMelech understood that the mitzvah is only L'Shah. The same cheshem b'nei Yisrael v'lobenos Yisrael, noshim are peturos because it says b'nei Yisrael v'lobenos Yisrael. So David Melech understood from that mitzvah is kosher to the ego, because that's why it's mistaper to pater noshim, because noshim were involved in the ego. So Machti Shekel should be kapara for the ego. But the emes, the mitzvah, there's a second din to the mitzvah. It's not just that Machti Shekel is kapara for the ego. There's also the second aspect of korbanot tzibor, which is not kosher to the ego. Who's involved in the chiyuv of Machti Shekel goes beyond anybody who is involved in the ego. Even though Nashim, and the fact that Nashim are Peturis is a separate thing, separate Xeris HaKasuv, or Mitzvah Seishas Makam, whatever it is. But the mitzvah for korbanot tzibor is not kosher to the ego. That's, everyone should have a chelik in that. And maybe, I don't know if this is MS or not, but maybe there's two separate dinim, and these three Machti Shekels, Yesh Mehem, are for kapara for the ego, and Yesh Mehem is just for the korban tzibor itself. So b'tzikum, we have here we said over machlokos rishonim, the chiyuv of Machti Shekel begins from Ben Yud Gimel or from Ben Chof, and there's kashas mikan u'lekan. The big kasha, if you say that the chiyuv is from Ben Yud Gimel, is how could we accept the shkolim from anybody who was pachos from Ben Yud Gimel? L'chora, a katan is not a bar hakanah. How could he give the shkolim? And we were medayik and Tosos Yontav that the seder of the psukim seemed to be one referring to the trumas adonim, one referring to the trumas korban tzibor. And based on how you learn, you either have a raya that the chiv is from ben esrim or the chiv is from ben yigimel. The patur of nashim, we said, it could be one of a variety of different seders of kusuvs, or it could be mitzvah seisha as man grama. That's what the Meiri says. And then we said based on that, try to understand if this mitzvah is a kapara for the ego, or if this mitzvah is stam to have a chelik in the korban tzibor, so that might have ramification on understanding the patur of nashim, because lechora, if Machti Shekel is coming to kapara of ego, you don't need gzeiras hakasuv to patur nashim. Lechora mitzvah atmo, it's move on the elo that nashim aren't bechal the mitzvah. So Bal Korcha wants to say maybe there's two things indeed in Machti Shekel, that the Machti Shekel for korban tzibor is not kosher to the ego, and the Machti Shekel for Mitzvot HaMishkan and for the Trumas HaDonim, that is kosher to the ego. Maybe that was a pshat in David Melech's toast. Okay.